The idea is all of the gospel is contained in that one short sentence. And very often what happens in Christian circles, and particularly when we do evangelism, but it also misses a huge context in which it's standing what's happened in this encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus. Nicodemus will understand something of how it is that I'll say in advance, I like this translation, but it has shortcomings as he did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration. Many people were convinced Nicodemus, and so on. Now, if you were to read this numbered that way when they were written, John didn't sit down and say, protect us from something which is underway. This is an example. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, he trusted in his power and authority, beholding the miracles and knew the heart of a man. And because he did not need that article before the word man, a man. The New Living you heard in 3, now there was a Jewish leader named Nicodemus who showed up. Now there was a man of the Pharisees that this man is from God. Because the power of God away a little bit of the Christian culture that we live in and a little bit when Jesus encounters the Pharisees, when he makes accusations, Pharisee, we hear hypocrite. But seeker of holiness, be holy in God's sight. And so they call. And in addition to those, they placed around themselves. So these were people focused on, working on their own, not hypocrite. They may have been hypocritical. Jesus may have pointed out to them ourselves. We see there are holiness movements everywhere. We could even, and we believe that theologically, but our behavior really is the Bible tells us to. We're a holiness movement. Monasteries are holiness movements. Pentecostal. And so here's a member of the Pharisees. That's what ties it to the previous verse. Jesus knew the heart. He came to speak to Jesus. Teacher, he said, we all know that God has sent you to read those who believe in his name. What does that mean? When you say in the name of Jesus, that means the power and authority to anything Phyllis can do. And in the name of Jesus, when and authority. That's the idea. That's the concept. So Nicodemus, anywhere this man is present. But there's a problem. God approves him, is present everywhere he goes. And he and his fellow Pharisees have lived their lives in ways which are strictly, regularly violating the rules that they have. Harvesting grain, not a part of their holiness movement, and yet the evidence that Nicodemus sees, what the heck is going on? What is all of this about? And he says, we all know God has sent you to teach us your miraculous proofs. Our son, born again. You have to be born again. You have to be born again. Love, in order to see or enter into the kingdom of God. And then listen to the encounter as Jesus comes back. You can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the spirit. That he says that you must be born from above. About what Jesus means when he says you have to be born of water and the Spirit. And then he goes on to talk about, not about baptism. Baptism has often been read into that passage. Right back at what Nicodemus has just said. And says, Nicodemus says, what do you mean? Jesus seen, and yet you won't believe us. But if you don't believe me, even when I tell you about, and as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so I, and he's talking about how as he is lifted up on that pole that are being bitten by poisonous snakes and dying. And Moses raises up a bronze up on a pole so that anyone looking at it, that is trusting in what's happening. For God so loved the world. Now here's the little gospel that we all know. Him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his begat so-and-so who begat so-and-so. Begat isn't a word we typically use. It's because we've heard of the begats, we think the same thing is being said here, right? Whereas actually the word typically there in older translation, only begotten Son of God, missing from the New Living, the word in Greek, usually translated begotten, means one. So the only begotten Son of God, Son of God, nothing else like this, nowhere. It doesn't mean, in fact, Scripture tells us that Jesus isn't created by God, but in the beginning, Word, that's Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was there, John, before all ages. In fact, when it says in the beginning, before anything began, back before anything, had already existed. God loved the world that he gave his only one and unique of a kind Son, so that who trusts in him will not perish but have eternal life. God did not come into the world to condemn it but to save it. There is no judgment of judged, believing in the only Son of God. Let me talk about key important understanding here. The word here, judgment, it's not judgmentalism. The idea of being judgmental or judging someone, you sort of dismiss them. You have an idea about them already. You don't like them. You're going to judge them. And so the idea is, well, if I don't really believe about Jesus, does God then judge me and throw me into hell? Mad at me for not believing in his Son. That's not the concept here. It's like, the concept is like gravity. Evaluate these words, evaluation of circumstances. They're too deep to stand in. They can't swim. That situation is, they're going to die. Drowning. That's the evaluation of circumstances. And your drowning is over. And you reach your hand. You're not drowning anymore. He's pulled. They've been judged. It's not saying they've already been condemned. It says, and if we do, then the judgment has ended. They turn away when they, because they love the darkness of the world, which worships the darkness. The time among people to see how much even love enemies is to bring the kingdom of God. But, oh, your preacher's got to do it too. World which worships, and to say again and again, when we gather together, the one who taught us, but everyone is to raise our children in the kingdom of God, to reach other. Might as last one of us this year, benighted on walk their way here, and I'm being facetious. Light bearers of Christ needs to do that, and we need to train our children up in that. To the door. That's the genius, I think, of God. We'll take that opportunity before this year is out. This whole congregation will have gone. How important our Africa has proven to be here. It's knocked us back on our heels and again. Or can see what the Christian life. It occurred to me, well, there's nothing stopping. Jesus is the only thing that. And we just have to live our lives day in and day out. God wants you, kingdom, to change the world so that we are not worshiping. Invites us to the kingdom. He sends us to. Something that I've been saying for a few weeks, hallway right by rooms, and it says, through these doors pass, training up in our Sunday morning are the prayers of the priests. I invite you now individually, each and every one, to go before God. First, mind, need God's care. I ask you just to do that.